You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Razabani for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. With me on Zoom today, my man, Mr. Samuel Vargas. Samuel, how are we doing, champ?
Good, man. Just another good day of training, man. Just putting up with the COVID rules here and everything that's going on around the world, but getting the job done, you know?
I was going to ask, obviously, first, before we talk anything about boxing, obviously the world's living in this crazy world at the moment with this virus. Right. How have kind of things been for you over the last couple of months? Have things got better?
Unfortunately, not here. They're under full lockdown. Only essential services are open. So things like restaurants and, you know, mechanic shops and things like that. Gyms, unfortunately, are closed. But, you know, professional athletes are allowed to train and work out. So I go around that and I just live my life that way.
Well, yeah, it's the same here in the UK. We're in a full national lockdown as well. You haven't fought since, June or July last year against Virgil Ortiz. So I know you're a man that likes to stay active. So has it been kind of hard for you yourself? Because at the end of the day, fighters don't earn anything unless they actually fight. So has it been kind of hard to kind of keep active and keep ticking along and training and hoping to get a date and a fight?
You know, I've been blessed. You know, I'm Lee Baxter keeps me busy. Before this fight even came about, we were planning on to go on the road. You know, I'm a road guy. I get busy. I don't care. I don't care what fight. We had a couple of things planned, but you know, nothing really solid. Came through for us. So and then this Connor asked for the fight for like 30th time. So I said, you know what, let's fight the kid.
The last time you was in the UK, and I believe it was around two and a half years ago when you fought Amir Khan. I was there in Birmingham, where it was a great fight. You dropped Amir. The crowd was crazy. Do you feel like you're going to be at advantage with no crowds here potentially for your fight with Conor?
No, not necessarily. I mean, like once you're in the ring, that bell rings. You know, it's just two men in there, just doing what you're supposed to do. But I do love the fans in the UK. Whether they're booing me or cheering for me. They're hardcore fans and they get behind the sport. They get behind every boxer, every fighter. And I noticed that there, man, like after the fight or even during the fight, the whole arena was screaming my name. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, man, this is wild. And then it went from booing me to screaming. Everyone was cheering my name. And then, you know, bittersweet for me, you know, the result of that fight. But like I said, the fans there are awesome. I couldn't walk down the street after the fight. So I'm really looking forward to this fight, to be honest. Hopefully Eddie can work out some fans and we can get it done, you know.
You mentioned that Conor's been calling you out for a number of times, but what have you seen of Conor, Ben?
What have I seen of him?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes.
You know, really, really strong kid, young lion. He's going to come out swinging, I'm assuming. I'm going to expect them to come out swinging hard. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. But good experience. Seems to have power. But, you know, boxing is boxing. And I know they try to keep him active, trying to, you know, make him a star and whatnot. But a lot of his opponents, and I don't know for a fact that they've been last-minute opponents. I don't care what the paper says. They're all last-minute opponents. So I'm excited for this fight, you know.
From his last couple of fights that he's taken part in and been successful and won, have you seen any weaknesses in his armor?
It's hard to tell. I mean, obviously he won those fights. He did great, stopped the guys or whatever he did the job that night. But I mean, he's a wild kid, swings a lot, makes a lot of mistakes, puts himself in a bad situation. A guy with my experience, I'm just going to capitalize on those things, do what I do best, you know, frustrate him.
You mentioned the experience. You've obviously been around a long time. You've been in there with some great fighters, win, lose or draw. So do you think your experience is going to be a major factor in this fight?
Experience, ruggedness. I'm going to hit him everywhere. He's going to be sore like he got into a car accident. You know, I don't think he understands that. But that's what I've been doing. I started training like since December. I haven't stopped because I knew this year. In my mind, I knew this year was gonna be something big for me, whether in the UK or in the US. So I started training hard, doing power work, strength training, and now we're just picking up with the boxing. So yeah, I knew this was gonna be a big year for me. So just ready for whatever, and it was him. So can't complain.
Connor did an interview with IFL last week, and he sent you a message in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I don't understand Spanish. Connor did break down roughly what he said. I believe you've seen his interview that he did with us. What did you make of what he said to you?
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. I wasn't expecting that at all. I was like, what the fuck was that? I thought it was like Photoshopped or something. I was like, fuck. But no, the kids, I didn't know the kids spoke Spanish because he spoke Spanish with like a Spanish accent. I was like, damn, what the fuck is that?
But Spanish is good.
Yeah, for Spanish good. Good for the kid, man. I was surprised. But, you know, it's all for the cameras. When I look at things like that, it's all for the cameras. You know, I don't take nothing like, he's trying to sell a couple of tickets. But let's see if the dog fights as much as he barks. That's my question. Because I'm going to come and I'm going to be on him. And he's talking like, we're going to make into a war and all that bullshit. Well, I'm going to be on him. I'm going to be on him. Whether you're hitting me or not hitting me, or I'm going to beat him. I told you, I'm going to hit him everywhere. I'm going to punish them. He's going to slowly break down there. He's talking about fear and all these things, but like, once you're in the middle of that ring, grasping for air, the fear is the last thing in your mind. You're just, you know, just trying to find an answer for the questions I'm giving him. If he doesn't have an answer, he's going to pay. That's all it is, man. It's boxing. Questions and answers.
So you're not going to give him a response back in Spanish?
Maybe I will. Why not? I don't know. I don't know how many rehearsals they did or whatever, but I mean, what can I say to the kid? You know what I mean?
What happens on the night? How does the fight end?
You know, I got humbled in boxing and in life many times. And to whom I'm going to be his test. And I don't see him passing that test. The more I think about the fight, all the work I put in today, yesterday, in the past 5 years, 5-10 years, he's not going to win that fight. I don't care what he does. You know, he's got a big name, big following, big name behind him. He's been blessed with a lot of things. And I'm that test for him. I'm that test. And I'll tell you what, he's not going to pass it. I don't care what he does, what his team does. It just doesn't matter. I see through him. I was 23. I was 24, too. I thought I was a bad motherfucker. I thought I was a bad man back in the day. But that I was the baddest dude. But I was young, too, man. So I just let him enjoy it. I've been around the sport. I've been down, been up, been down, been up. I've been through it all. So I let him do what he wants to do. And then when we get in there, we'll square up the accounts, you know?
Sammy, you've been, like you said, you've been around a long time. Boxing is a game and a sport where you get punched in the face. And it's not healthy getting punched in the face for a long, long time and long durations of your life.
Right.
So have you kind of set yourself goals and targets on what you want to achieve for the rest of your time in the sport?
Yeah, absolutely. I was, you know, and that's a conversation I have with my family or my team. Like, I don't want to let boxing sort of determine what happens with my life or my health. I want to come out healthy. I want to come out on top. I want to come out with my health, with everything. So, I mean, we'll see where the ride goes. I mean, I've been through some wars, but I'm fresh. I'm good. I'm still pretty healthy. No, I've been clear with the doctors with no problems for every fight. So I'm on that aspect. I'm good. Just gotta clean up the defense, work the body, and get him.
Like I said, just moving away from your fight, Sammy. I know we mentioned you fought in the UK. There's talks at the moment in the UK of Amir Khan fighting Kell Brook. Now that fight has been built for many years. It hasn't happened. Both fighters have taken fights recently in the last year or so. At different levels. Amir Khan fought Billy Dibbs in Saudi Arabia. Kell Brook fought Terence Crawford. Do you think that fight still holds value?
I think it holds a lot of. I think it's a good fight for the UK fans, for everyone out there. I think it's a fight that should have happened a long, long time ago, and it's a good moment for the fight right now, to be honest. Great fight. Great fighters from the UK. Awesome resumes. I wish the fight happened a long, long time ago, to be honest. I want to see it myself as a fan too. I mean, like, I'm a fan. But I'm excited for that one too, whenever that happens. I mean, the fans should be stoked too as well.
I also want to touch on, obviously, Canelo as well, regarded as the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, or top five, in the top five without a doubt, but a lot of people have him as number one. I know 2020 was a strange year for fighters, where a lot of fighters couldn't get dates and couldn't fight, but Canelo just fought in December, just before Christmas. He's fighting again next month against Yildirim for the 168 WBC.
That's the Turkish kid, right? That's Turkey.
But is Canelo bringing back what fighters should be doing, and that's staying active and fighting regular? Canelo has said, I want to fight Yildirim. I want to fight in May. I want to fight in September. You never know, he might even fight in December. But do a lot of fighters now just worry about getting that one big fight in the year, get paid millions of pounds, and then not fight for another year? Is it more about money rather than that legacy and Hall of Famer status?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for him. You know, I can't speak, you know, about that. I mean, I'm not in his position, but he's doing a great job. I think his team is doing a great job. He's definitely a pound for pound. He fought and beat everyone in front of him. I think he's just, every fighter has a different plan. Yeah. Me, I sort of do it for the glory of a warrior, of going in there and fighting for what you believe or for what you love, and then getting your hand raised in front of thousands and thousands of people. Like, you sort of live this life of a gladiator that no one else out there lives that life, just me and a couple of other fighters. So that's what I love. I love the weighing, the weight cut, the everything. That's something you will never get back. Or I will never be able to relive that anywhere else. That's how I look at it. And obviously, there goes the money and the contracts and the whole, you know, it gets complicated over there.
No, absolutely. Just finally, Samuel, if Connor's watching, you got a message for him?
No. I'm coming. And you better be fucking ready, because, you know, you asked for the fight, you got the fight. You know, you're saying you're going to fight. Toe-to-toe is going to be a war. Well, be ready, because I'm coming, and I'm coming with everything. I can't let no young kid outdo me or any shape or form. So I'm coming, and I'm coming hard. So get ready. That's what I have to say to him.
Samuel Vargas, IFL TV. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me, man. And for my UK guy, UK fans, I love you guys. You guys are always on my Instagram, Twitter. All the positive messages and regards, and I love it. I love going out there, to be honest. I'm actually excited to go out there, even though it's a hell of a long flight, but whatever. But yeah, no, I love it out there. Can't wait to get there and put on a show for you guys. Hopefully we get some fans. So that's my only request, you know, that we get some fans. Even though if they're all booing for me, they'll be cheering for me at the end. So I like that.
Well, all the best with your rest of the camp, and safe travels to the UK in a couple of months. Sammy,
all right, bro.
IFL TV.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.